Blog Talk Radio.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again. Stop. Kiss me on my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody. A lot of fucking time. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby!
Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that?
Easy. Hey, horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove, shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey,
just can't get motion together. Everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
People think I own the Congress. It should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop? Are you ever gonna stop? Would you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live?
I
know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you played all of your dues.
I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonized your marijuana and prescribed your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Jimmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All the specter caliber, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely. Give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you're living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. Poor on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true.
machine guns and black ski masks, and you've got your little national ID cards. Slaves,
they wanna put a tip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash an epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master and the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause they game sick. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type. Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hellbent on bringing you their new world order with them. Hitler's dream come to pass. Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said, pull up. Bet your liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they commit in a draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick. They've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
We'll tell you
tonight. In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight's class is going to be part two on questions and answers. And we have Brother Eddie with us. Brother Eddie?
Hello, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're loud and clear. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I won't complain because, again, that's not an answer in the complaint. The answer is in the questioning, and that's what we're doing, the questioning and answer. So, yes, we have to bring it home. But we're only going to get the answer by what we're questioning. And the majority of the time, we're not asking the right questions and the questioning that we're doing. So with that, Sister Antoinette, how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for that. that's a word that we use a lot, and again, we separate that word because of the word not recognizing the number to what we are going to be discussing tonight in class. But before we get started, let us do, not just myself, you included, in bringing the family and listening audience in, starting with Ashe. To the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us truly. In peace and love, family. So with that, Sister Antoinette, did you want to start off with any current event?
Well, there's two things I want to do. One, the one thing I want to mention is, if anyone doesn't know, that the United States credit rating has went down again, so it's AA plus. So it dropped from triple A to double A plus.
Okay.
And another thing is, I wanted to read a poem.
Okay.
Okay, this poem is "Somebody Blew Up America." And I'm going to spell his name. It's A-M-I-R-I. And his last name is Baraka, B-A-R-A-K-A.
Okay.
And the poem was called "Somebody Blew Up America." Somebody
memorize.
Blew up America.
Memorize how you can pronounce his first name if you wanted to use it that way.
Thank you. Okay.
So
somebody blew up America. Pardon me?
No, I was just saying continue.
Okay. Somebody blew up America. They say it's some terrorists. Some barbaric. Arab in Afghanistan. He wasn't our American terrorist. It wasn't the Klan or the skinheads or the them that blows up nigger. Churches are reincarnations us on death row. It wasn't Trent Lott or David Duke or Gullian or Skyler Helms retaining. It wasn't the gonorrhea in costume, the white sheet disasters, the white sheet diseases. They have murdered black people, terrorized reason and sanity, most of humanity as their pleasure. They say, who is them paying? Who tells the lies? Who's in disguise? Who had the slaves? Who got the out of the bucks? Who got fat from plantations? Who genocide Indians? Tried to waste the black nation? Who live on Wall Street, the first plantation? Who cut your nuts off? Who raped your ma? Who lynched your pa? Who got the tar? Who got the feathers? Who had the match? Who set the fires? Who killed and who aired? Who say they got and still be the devil? Who the biggest only? Who's the most goodest? Who's the judge would resemble? Who created everything? Who's the smartest? Who's the richest? Who say you ugly and they, the goose lookingness? We define art, we define science. We made the bombs, we made the guns. Who brought the slaves? Who sold them? Who called you names? Who said Denmark wasn't insane? Who? Who stole Puerto Rico? Who stole the Indians, the Philippines, Manhattan, Australia? Who forced opium on the Chinese? Who owned them buildings? Who got the money? Who think you funny? Who locked you up? Who owns the papers? Who owns the slave ships? Who runs the army? who the fake president? Who the ruler? Who's the banker? Who? Who owns the mind? Who twists your mind? Who got bread? Who need peace? Who you think war? Who owns the oil? Who do not toil? Who owns the soil? Who is not a nigger? Who is so great? Ain't nobody bigger. Who owns this city? Who owns the air? Who owns the water? Who owns your crib? Who robbed and stole and cheated and murdered and made lies the truth? Who called you on cloth? Who lives in the biggest house? Who do the biggest crime? Who goes on vacation anytime? Who killed the most niggers? Who killed the most Jews? Killed the most Italians? Who killed the most Irish? Who killed the most Americans? Who killed the most Japanese? Who killed the most Latinos? Who? Who owned the ocean? Who owned the airplane? Who owned the malls? Who owns television? Who owns radio? Who owns what ain't even known to be owned? Who owns the owners that ain't the real owners? Who owns the suburbs? Who owns the cities? Who makes the laws? Who made Bush president? We believe the Confederate flag need to be flying. I'm sorry, who believes the Confederate flag needs to be flying? Who talks about democracy and be lying? Who's the beast in Revelation? Who's 666? Who knows who decides? Jesus get crucified. Who's the devil on the real side? Who got rich from America genocide? Who's the biggest terrorist? Who changed the Bible? Who killed the most people? Who do the most evil? We don't worry about survival. We have the colonies. Who stole the most land? Who ruled the world? Who say they good but only do evil? Who's the biggest extortioner? Who? Who owns the oil? Who wants more oil? Who told you what you think? The later you find out a lie. Who? Who found Bin Laden? Maybe they Satan. Who paid the CIA? We knew the bomb was going to blow. Who knew? Who know why the terrorists learned to fly in Florida, San Diego? Who knew why five Israeli were filming the explosion and cracking the sides at the notion? Who needs fossil fuel when the sun ain't going nowhere? Who made the credit cards? Who gets the biggest tax cut? Who walked out of the conference against racism? Who killed Malcolm Kennedy and his brother? Who killed Dr. King? Who would want such a thing? And they linked to the murder of, are they linked to the murder of Lincoln? Who invaded Geneva? Who made money from apartheid? Who keeps the Irish a colony? Who overthrew Chile and Nigeria later? Who killed Chris Haney, the same ones who killed Vico Cabral? Who killed Cabola, the ones who wasn't Lumumba? I can't say it. Betty Chavez, Little Bobby. Who blew up Mandela? Mumia, Garvey. Who killed Huey Newton, Red Hampton, Megar Abbas, Mickey Smith, Walter Rodney? Was it the ones who tried to poison Fidel? Who tried to keep the Vietnamese oppressed? Who put a price on Lenin's head? Who put the Jews in ovens, and who helped them do it? Who set America first? And okay, the Yellow Stars. Who killed Rosa Luxemburg? Who murdered the Rosenberg? And all the people cried, tortured, assassinated, vanished. Who got rich from Algeria, Lebanon, Iran and Iraq and Saudi and Kuwait and Lebanon and Syria, Egypt, Jordan and Palestine? Who cut off people's hands in the Congo? Who invented AIDS? Who put the germs in the Indians' blankets? Who thought of the Trail of Tears? Who blew up the Maine? It started the Spanish-American War. Who got Sharon back in power? Who backed Hitler? And who decided affirmative action had to go? Reconstruction, the New Deal, the New Frontier, the Great Society. Who do come out of the Collins' mouth? Who knows what kind of schizophrenia. Who gives genius awards to home locus? Who overthrew Bishop? Who poisoned Robinson? Who tried to put Du Bois in jail? Who framed Garvey, the Scottish Boys, the Hollywood Ten? Oh, the World Trade Center was going to get bombed. Who told 4,000 Israel workers at the Twin Towers to stay home that day? Why did Sharon stay away? Who? Explosions of oil, the newspapers say, the devil's face I be seeing. Who made money from war? Who made dough from the fear and lies? Who wants the world like it is? Who wants the world to be ruled by imperialism and nationals, oppression and terror, violence and hunger and poverty? Who is the ruler of hell? Who is the most powerful? Who do you know ever seen God, but everybody seen the devil? Like an owl exploding in your life, in your brain, in yourself. Like an owl who knows the devil all night and all day if you listen. Like an owl exploding in fire, we hear the questions rise. In terrible flame, like the whistle of a crazy dog. Like the acid vomit of the fire of hell. Who and who and who and who? Who and who? Okay, that's it, y'all.
Who?
Brother Eddie?
Who?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're low, but yes.
Oh, am I low?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened to the volume. Can
now
you hear me better
loud.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you was asking, you're done, and I said, who?
Yeah.
So,
a lot of
so
questions
very,
in there.
Yes, I guess you can say that. I see a lot of history just being told a particular way, you know, giving breadcrumbs, if you will, of tidbits of information hidden within the poem itself.
Yes.
And did you state the title of it was Somebody Bombed America?
Somebody Blew Up America.
Oh, Blew Up. Okay, Blew Up America.
Yeah, B-I-E-W.
Mm-hmm. So, looking at that, like I said, it's history just being delivered in a poetic way.
Yes.
Just like we would hear rap, and it has a lot of historical content entwined within it. So that's
yes,
a good thing, and it's a good way to use towards anybody as an opening discussion with people to see what they
yeah.
might see and give their opinion, because it's always important to hear another's view, to even echo your view so that you could basically identify for yourself. You know, nothing
yes.
to do with others, it's understanding self. But again, here's dealing with questions and answers, family. I'm questioning the family with this question. What are you missing that makes you weak? What are you missing that makes you weak? And I want to give a small trivia as that marinates within. And remember, family, in this class, everything deals with the number of the word. The sooner one understands this concept, the quicker and easier everything becomes. But the longer we hold on to words with the definition as the guide or program to what we have our preconceived notions by the program itself of being taught a particular word, a particular way. Anyway, I got sidetracked with that. I wanted to give a trivia to the family. Have you ever thought of what are the oldest words in history? And I'll just say, from what I've seen in the smaller research, which is not much, there's just basically six words that are considered the oldest words in history. So while you think of that, and write down the words that you might feel that are in the oldest words by, let me give the correct information, by the researchers of the Reading University, or the University of Reading, which deals with this information. So that's a trivia for the family. And I know a lot of this digital age will basically pull it up. Simple. And again, the question being, what are you missing that makes you weak? Do you even think you're weak? And you can always, again, this question applies to oneself. It's not dealing with anybody else. So as I said, or as the question entails, what are you missing that makes you weak? So I have other stimulating or motivating questions that will basically provoke a thought. But for me right now, oh, excuse me, Sister Antoinette, did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about as far as current event? Because that poem that you basically read basically gave a lot, and it gave a little bit of more positive, or I ain't going to say a little bit, a lot more positive than negative, dealing with even the stories that are basically put in front of us. And even tonight, let's go here right quick, family, that his life negative or positive? And when we actually understand the numbers, see, because again, we get into the word that gets us sidetracked, but let's stay with the number of even the message that's being given. So life is negative in and of itself. Why do I say that? Again, it's all about the number. Stop getting into the definition of the word. That's their story. It's time for you to see your story that is even revealed, hidden in plain sight, behind the number of the word that you use. I have nothing to do with it. But when you start to see the number and the words that you use, you'll see a higher calling for what you become aware of. So life is 18, which is 9. Negative is 36, which is 9. This is why do you think the news that constantly put it in front of you, and we constantly say we don't want to see the news because everything is negative? Why is it that everybody that talks to you about anything, basically 90% of the time, is a negative problem, negative situation, a negative story? Because 9, life, by number is 9. Now, let's not get it twisted, because we have balance. And what do we do with that negative in order for the negative to be changed? We make the negative go up. Well, up comes to 9. Down comes to 11. But even in understanding, when we use and see that map, because the map basically reflects our brain and how they've turned the map upside down, so is our brain the thought pattern. So when they give us north, up north, where north is at the bottom. Why? Because north is 21 and bottom is 21. But because of the frequency of that 2 plus 1, the 3 of north and bottom, we can give you the word top, and top is 12. We just use the same number. And what do I always say? By many names, the number the word changes, but the number remains the same. So they give us north to be at the top. And they tell us, well, the south is at the bottom. Well, why is south 27, which is 9, and up is 9? Ain't we all from up? But they got us talking down south. And they saying uptown. Up north, it's the map itself, which is represents the brain. Map is 5. Brain is 14. It's the 5. That map is no more than our brain when we're talking about mapping the consciousness. And by the way, today's date comes to a 7, August, which is in that 9 called Leo. So we're dealing with that lion, that Leo energy, the 9. Again, what we're talking about with the negative and being up, because that's the frequency when they say you make the negative a positive. Well, why is it a positive? Because the positive is already down at the bottom. It's down here already. Down is 11. Positive is 11. The positive frequency of the current is right here in the air we breathe. But because our minds, mine is 11, that's part of the air you breathe. If the air, if the communication within the air is negative and your mind gravitates towards the negative, this is what is amplified. We amplify it because we entertain it. We don't have to watch television. The thought itself entertains. So, family, hopefully you're writing those things down, because, again, what I want to show is because of the word that we use that has its own definition and description and direction, that is a preconceived notion of the program that we've been taught of each and every word being used. So, what is actually missing, family, that makes you weak? It's the number of seeing how each word is connected to particular number. This is for Miss Kim.
She has her hand up too.
Okay, and I wanted to start with her. Miss Kim, this is for you. You had mentioned that we don't put God first. I always do. But it's not my job to constantly give you or give us the blueprint of God by number, because I'm constantly pushing it. This is what makes us weak and what's missing. Missing comes to 31, which is 4. Weak is 13, which is 4. God is 13. That's missing, family. But only because when we look at God, it's just being God. And that definition of whoever has given it the definition and description that we hang on to, the number connects it all, and we won't let that word go to see the whole connection, because that's our protection. Ooh. And by the way, God being the 13, the 4, is why we're weak, and that's what's missing. Because the 4, God is spiritual. God is the truth. It's real. It's spirit. All of these are 4, but by every word we say, we're attached to that word and that word only. When we say water, we don't say that's also God. That's truth. That's the second coming, 4. This is our second chance, 4. By speaking the truth, 4. That's spiritual. That's the fight. Spiritual, 4. Fight is 4. That's the revolution, 4, which is spiritual. This is why we remain in a third dimensional plane. In our thinking of a program preconception of the word. Having a conversation earlier with a family member who is feeling the energy, as we all are, the full moon, and we're not pulling off of that energy, because, again, when we say full moon, we go into somebody's definition of their dictionary. And let me stop right there and give this real quick info of just understanding the power of the English occult language. The first dictionary, which, again, we gravitate towards these meanings of this word, the first dictionary was in 1604 by a Robert Crawley. And check it out, family. He was an English clergyman, religious person who wanted to give the information of the English pronunciation of words. Religion, 5. English, 5. Occult, 5. We put each word I say by its definition. It's the 5, baby. And it's time for the revealing to start. Reveal is 5. And that's what's happening. We all have our particular parts that are being revealed. But that God force, That's the answer, which is four. It's a spiritual lesson. Spiritual four lesson is four. It's what you're feeling. Feeling is four. That's all connected to God, but we separate it by each and every word. But that's the protection. Protection is four. That's why they say God is your protection. It's the number, family. We caught up on the words in each word, not even seeing God's number at all within the words that we cherish. Full moon comes the 22, which is four. It's spiritual. It's what you think. Think is 22, the four. As a man thinketh, so is he. When we give that thought, that power of consciousness, whatever we feel, whatever it is, right or wrong, that's what it becomes, because that five is also manifest. That's the power we have, and it comes straight from the thought. Thought is five. That's what we manifest first, the thought. If we think something, we have already put our intent, our consciousness, behind the thought that starts to manifest whatever feeling. That's why feeling is for. That's part of God. That's part of the truth. See, because when I say God, a lot of people get hung up on the words and what they think they mean. Come on now. That's somebody else's definition of what you have accepted by whomever dictionary it came from, be it the first in 1604 or right now. Google? No. These numbers have been around since the beginning. Universal language. But let me digress and let our queen elder in, Miss Kim. Namaste. Ashe.
Okay. Brother Kwame was first.
Okay.
And then it was Miss Kim. So Miss Kim will be right with you. Let me take Brother Kwame because he was first, and then I'll come to you. Okay, good evening again, Brother Kwame.
Good evening. You can let Miss Kim go first. The elders always go first, so let us speak.
Ashe.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Miss Kim, hello.
Blessings, my family. Blessings. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we
can,
dear beloved.
God bless you all. You know what? Where I am now here in Detroit, the space of my life, what I felt was given to me to do is to make sure what I'm saying is understood rather than what they think. Then I'm trying to deal with the truth. You see, everything you said was there, right on there. The truth will make you free. That's what they said. And that's what God is truth. It's the ultimate truth. So you don't have to use it, but the edit for those that got a problem with it. But they need to be able to understand where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just wanted to say I was right with you, but I want to thank you all because I've had some revelations, and I believe the family has a lot to do with that. I've had some revelations about my life. When you say down south, I was in Mobile, Alabama in 1955, the summer of 1955. My sister and I were going downtown. She got on the bus and put the money in the thing. I didn't know what she was doing, because she got off the bus and went to the back of the bus. I just walked on down the aisle. But by the time I got to the back door, my sister came on the bus. There wasn't but one seat back there, and she sat down. Where I was standing, there was a seat right there. So I sat down. It happened to be next to a white woman. So she started turning colors. My sister rung the bell, and grabbed me by the back of my dress or whatever I had on, and drug me off the bus with him. I come from Detroit and Black Bottom. I had to defend myself. I didn't have anybody to fight for me. So I was getting ready to whoop up real good. But I saw something on her face that I'd never seen before. 1955, the summer of 1955. That's the same year that Rosa Parks shut on. The bus, I think she did around September. And let's get the fact going back home. I still did not understand why nobody said anything to me. They just got me out of Mobile, shipped me home. I wasn't supposed to leave then. I didn't like it down there nowhere. So when they sent me, I was upset. But it wasn't until Rosa Parks sat on the bus that I understood what happened. My mother didn't say anything when I got back to Detroit. Nobody said anything to me in Mobile. 1955. Mm. The magnitude of what I did, I had no understanding.
Yeah.
No one said anything to me.
Yeah.
Not something that I still don't understand. But while I was there during that time, my father owned a block of Davis Avenue. He had the printing press, he had the shoe store, he had the grocery store, he had a photography shop, all of that. He told me, he said, I will give you the shoe store, the one that you want. I'll give it to you. Well, I loved the idea, but the first thought that came to me was I'd have to live with my aunt, because he didn't say nothing about me living with him. I was 15. I came home, I mentioned it to my mother, but I never talked to my father again. When I started performing, every time I called my father and I talked to him, when I hung up, I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized why. I'm saying, this is this year that I realized. My father offered me that store. That's the part of me that I got a problem with now. Because if I had done that, I feel I would have been whole. You know? I mean, I've been blessed. Please don't misunderstand me. And I'm just coming off a pity party. So, but this is a beautiful time for this class for me. Because that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that I'm understood. Because that's where confusion comes. And what happens is I'm always trying to understand other people. And then I end up with, I ask somebody, do I have trick on my back or something? Because I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm dealing with truth. I'm coming straight. I ain't got no time. I don't have time for bull. I don't want no idle conversation. If you ain't talking about nothing, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone with my thoughts. But there's a man thinking, so is he. I've got another one, but I'm going to let Brother Kwame come on in. God bless you. I thank you all.
God bless you. Miss Kim, I have a special guest Friday that you're going to love.
Huh?
I have a special guest that's coming on Friday that I have a special guest coming on Friday that you're going to love.
Okay. God bless you. I just want to tell you what I want to tell you about to remind me. When I was 5 years old, I came home at 11 o'clock. Brother Kwame.
Okay. Brother Kwame, your line is open. No, you're not open. Yeah, you are open. Brother Kwame? No, wait a minute. He hung up or something. Wait a minute. Here he is.
Yeah, I had, my call dropped and I had to call back in. And good evening, Miss Kim, Brother Eddie, and again, Sister Antoinette. Greetings, family.
Greetings.
Right. And you began with your current event and that was Leroy Jones, who became Amar Baraka. He was a poet laureate, and he was famous during the 60s and 70s and a black nationalist. And he wrote that poem about 9/11 and about this country. And it says a lot because Ms. Kim gave the date that when she was went down there in Alabama, 1955, it was kind of a kickoff year because 55 was when Rosa Parks didn't move off the bus. That's when they lynched Emmett Till. And now we add Ms. Kim's event that happened to her when she was down there. So 55 was a very powerful year. And what do we say, Eddie? We got five on it.
We got five. Show enough.
Yeah.
So that's double nickel. And I-55, and we call it the what? The double nickel. So what we're looking at is these events. And you're right, Eddie, the part about this is a supermoon. It's the closest the moon is to the Earth. And this is two full moons will be in the month of August, the 1st of August and the 30th of August. And the full moon on the 30th of August will be another supermoon, and it would also be the blue moon. And blue moon, that was the song that they used to sing about the blue moon, because it's very powerful in that that's the last moon before the fall, the last summer moon. And so what we're having is right now we're in what's called the Lion's Gate. From July 26th to August the 12th is that our sun is aligned with the sun in the Milky Way galaxy. And they say that that's the portal opening. And 8-8 is the date in which it's supposed to be the most powerful, the last before the last 4 days that the alignment moves. So we're in an energy shift. And it's very powerful. And Eddie was given a direction saying north is, you know, magnetic north is north and, you know, south is down. But in the universe, which way is up? That's the question you have to look at and answer. And in the universe, which way is up? There is no up or north or south because the universe is endless, just as our existence of our creator is endless. He is the beginning and the end. And so what we're looking at is how do we define words? And the words, like Eddie says, it equals out into a number. And the part of it is if one chooses not to speak, what number is it? If you choose not to say a word, what number is it? I'm asking a question to Brother Eddie.
Okay. If you choose not to speak,
not to use a word, what number is it?
If you choose not to use a word, it has no number because you're not using a word.
Okay. So, and the thing that you were asking about our strength and weakness, where are you weak? As in the silence is all things. And the part of it is that strength. Because you don't need to use a word. The creator does not.
And that comes from the silent generation.
Yes, that's like that again. That speaking truth, again, that's the realness, the speaking, it's that number four that resonates, that power, you know, that's what makes it absolute, four. That's what makes it better, four. Well, they're both the same number, you know. Who's absolute and who's better than anybody else? We would say God. Who's the truth?
Right.
It's all the four by the number. Go ahead. I digress.
Okay, and what I was speaking of is the universe. There is silence. There is no word in the universe.
their silence and frequency of vibration, light vibration, energy and matter. That's the two resident frequencies in the universe. And in its
I just want to throw one line in there. The prophet was sent to a place to help the people be better, and he was told he would prefer if he didn't say nothing.
Right. And that's the part while I'm talking about the silence. In the silence is the greatest strength.
Yes, and again, as you were saying, that one in the one, the universe, that's basically what it is. As we would see by the number, it would come to 9-11. Well, silence is 9 and universe is 11. It is 9. That's the polar, the up and down. Up is 9, down is 11. Negative is 9, positive is 11. That is the universe. That silence of the universe is that 9-11. But even if we said 9-11, well, we're going to go to 911, emergency for distress or trouble, or 9-11 on 2001 at the bottom, 2001, 9-11.
But the reason I said that is because this planet Earth sits in the universe. It sits in nothing. It's just its position, its gravitational pull is connected to the sun. All of it is connected, and it's in emptiness. Outside of this planet is emptiness. And we sit on this planet, and we disseminate our frequencies by communication, by using words, but outside of this planet, there is total silence.
I get it. That's exactly what it came from, the silence, the nothingness. It became something. So it's all connected. And that's the beauty of it. What was that, Ms. Kim?
I think that's the main thing. You can't think of me talking, you know, trying to figure something out. You can't even do that with somebody else talking. Shut up, let me think.
Think, again, is the core. That's as he thinketh, so is he, as we thinketh. That's the thing. That's the core. That's the spiritual
and
that comes out
this
of.
This is why we go into meditation, in silence in the monkey mind. And tuning into the frequencies of nothingness, and in that nothingness is our connection to the source.
That's it. Nothingness, you know, comes to the truth, comes to the universe that started from nothingness into the great something that we see today. Well, something is force. Something is that God. Something became real out of the nothing, out of the two, out of the universe. That was at first. That's what first is two. It was the universe is first. It was black. Black is two. It was that was the first. Black history was the universe. And we get confused into thinking it started with man, and that's as far as we go back from whomever education we've been told. It starts with the history of man. Man didn't start it. It wasn't first. It's the universe.
And even in that part, man was the last thing to be made when it was creation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last 6,000, come on, it's still the deal of giving you numbers, even in the story. That's what story is for. Do you have your own message? Message is for. We got to find our message within what we're saying. Mine happens to be the numbers. So it's my truth. Truth is for. But it comes straight from the creator, because I'm not going to take him out of the equation. That's why as above comes before.
Mm-hmm.
We say it in
I'm
the words,
bring
it's not
number.
Knowing the numbers we're saying. Go ahead, Ms. Cam.
No, that was me. I'm going to
okay,
bring
I'm
another
sorry,
caller in.
Okay,
I'm
going to
bring
ahead.
Another
great.
Caller in. Okay, area code 313. Wait a minute, I'm trying to get to. Okay.
Good evening.
Erico 313. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Adewa.
Hi, Sister Adewa.
Greetings to you. But I just want to say this. If you could just guide me to a book where I can catch up with you guys with these numbers, because I never come up with the same numbers Brother Eddie has. I think I understand the gist of it, because we're talking about vibration, right? The energy that is on the number that makes this language, words that we use, have the same vibration. Is that correct?
Yes, once you truly understand each number. And by the way, I hope Sister Antoinette did, or if she didn't, the code of the numbers that I use, I go by all the time, is from Pi, the English Language by Marty Lees. It's usually on the links, but if it isn't, that's the code.
It's
if you're going it. By the way. Pardon me?
Marty.
I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. It's on there. Sister Adewa, you know, if you go to the show page, it's
okay.
On there for the show description. And today I have on there the YouTube Pi, and also the calculator.
Okay.
Because it's done by sevens.
Right.
Marty Lee does his by sevens.
Okay.
It doesn't go up to nine, so that's probably the reason why. Yours
it just goes from 1 to 7.
Yeah,
okay.
And then, okay, brother.
But
you,
I hear you speaking about the number 9. The brother spoke about the number 9.
Okay, again, you have to go on there to see that all of the numbers still equate. You got all of the numbers, but it's just this particular code. That's why I said it's a particular code. And when she says 7, it referred to how it goes up to 7, and it comes back down on the alphabet scale dealing with 7. It's the first 7 letters. Once you get the G, which is the 7th letter, you don't get to heaven. Heaven would be H. So the story goes, Adam, which is 7 by number, falls back down. So you go from 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, which gives you 13, the first 13 letters. Then on the other side, from N to Z, it'll be the same thing. Once you take N, the 7th letter would be T, and you go down from 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that gives you to Z. That's the way the code is, because that's why everything adds up, even when you look at it, it's written in the palm of your hand. Why? Because those different creases in your fingers and on your thumb actually adds up to 13. The little index finger and how it curls down, and you have three sections on your four fingers, which gives you 12.
Okay.
And the thumb. But anyway, if you look that up, and as she said, it's on the link, you will see how that's done, but that's why everything adds up, because it's a metaphysical number scheme. Even metaphysics adds up to the alphabet. It's hidden in the alphabet. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
Okay.
It's hidden in the alphabet, and that's like, even when you use that code and you only go up to 7, when you look at 144,
you got minor.
Well, 144 gives you a 9. So 144 is no more than ADD. Life is 9. We have to add ourselves to the situations that's happening, not rehash or relive the past, but as they say, live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
See, And this is how at times we get caught up with other things. I mean, we learn from the past, but live in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe
it. Yeah. Look, your Sister Idawa is calling from Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
With 313.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. she was living in Detroit. And
kept
she
the
moved
same
to
area
Costa
code.
Rica. Yeah, mm-hmm. she moved to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be able to answer anyone's questions that has thoughts of moving to another country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for an invitation whenever you get ready to.
And right quick,
I'm sorry, Daddy. Go ahead.
No problem. I'd like to say right quick before I forget, and some of the families who might have remembered that trivia question on the oldest words, and again, this is from the researchers of the University of Reading. And you can find out exactly who they are and just pull it up and you'll see. But this is where it comes from. And these words are over 10,000 years old. So we know it's much older than any dictionary that we read from. That was the first one was invented in 1604. And we're talking tens of thousands of years ago by the researchers of this university. So anyway, here are the six. That's six. S-I-X, 6 equals 14, the code. Okay, anyway, we're going to go with these six words that are the oldest. Might.
One, God.
Nope.
No?
The letter God is not even in the oldest words. No, it's not.
Fire.
10,000 years
fire.
Old. But let me mention these six words by them now. Don't get it twisted. This is by these researchers who I gave you the name of the University of Readers. But I is the first word, the letter I. We, W-E. I think we heard that poem, Sister Antoinette, who?
Yes.
Who? The word two, T-W-O, two. The word and, A-N-D, or backwards, your DNA, and.
Yeah.
And the last is the word three, T-H-R-E-E, three. Those are the six oldest words by the University of Readers. I always want to put that in. That's thousands of years old that are the oldest words used. And when you see the power of these words and you recognize why he kept saying who, and it pulled you in because it in itself is one of the other, because we ask ourselves all the time, who are we? Who are you, Dennis?
Yeah.
Who being the World Health Organization, which we talk about all the time, who has basically gave the authority to invent all these vaccines and everything that we're talking about. Again, who? World Health Organization today.
Yeah.
So, and let's not get it twisted. Who, which is 12 or 3, comes the lie. Now you know who been telling the lie.
Yeah.
21 yeah, or 3, like 12, 21 comes to...
I don't want to forget about the sun being blocked. Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. And let's not forget about that lie being 12. Mirror that number becomes 21. And again, at the bottom, you got the devil. Devil is 21, part of that lie. As we said, we ain't got to look for no red beast. Beast is 21. All we got to do is look for man. Well, man is 3. That man who lies to you all the time, lie being 3, is part of the devil. The devil is straight. It's the man right in front of you. We ain't got to keep looking around. And it's right there, right in your, hidden in plain sight behind the number. That's the devil that you see, that man right in front of you. It is no fictional character that, again, that has been put in your mind by program and preconceptions of the devil in an appearance, given an appearance to a figure that has been made up.
And
so again, the lie devil is the man.
But Brother Eddie,
yes, sir.
How old did you say on you researching that, you saying the oldest words, and how old was the words you're speaking of?
Oh, these words are what they have said is tens of thousands of years old. And again, I'm going on what they have written and the information that they've given out. I haven't did any extensive. Go ahead.
Okay, and you can go on the origin of the English alphabet and all the 26 letters on Day's translation. The origin of the alphabetic writings that came out of Egypt, out of Kemet, between 1800 and 1900 BC. The Phoenicians and their writings was about 700 years old, because when you start spelling three, T-H-R-E, there was no alphabets 10,000 years ago.
Thank you much. Again, like I said, this is why I kept reiterating this University of Reading. This is their research that they have given out to give this information. So, again, I thank you for basically clarifying and giving even more deeper information on that. Because, again, like I said, I don't have the leisure of that time dealing with all of that much by giving the information out, you and others. That's why others that we gravitate to, others is 31, which is that four. That's the God, the spiritual in them, that something, which is four, that we feel within each other. It's that God force that's already there by number. It's the four. And that's what protects all of us, you know. So I love it, and I thank you for that.
Right, and I appreciate all of it, because when we disseminate information, it's going to be heard again, and people will take it and say, oh, well, this is this, and then the thing is factual is not all factual, because even when you're looking at the Romans when they created Latin and what they're saying on here, around the 3rd century, the ancient Latin script removed the letters G, J. That's why God, Jehovah, V, U, W, X, W, Y, and Z. In the Roman alphabet, that wasn't. So you're looking at how this language, how the spells, the alphabets was used to create the spell, because in the Medu Neter, there were no vowels. Medu is M-D-W.
That's why, like, at the end of the day, I don't disagree. I agree fully, because, again, it's not the word that has been created. Again, for me, it's the number that was before any word and all words. This is why nobody can even go back and tell you when the first number that man recognized, not even being put a word on it, but just the number in itself and the communication that the universe was able to deliver by the number. So, yeah, that's why it's the number for me, and I love it. Thank you.
Right,
continue.
And even when you say the numbers, because back in that time and them not having, because you looking at every night, man was able to look up into the heavens and see every star that was in our galaxy. And you can't begin to count them.
Yeah, that's just like the hair and the follicles of hair that come out your hair. You'd never be able to count how many strands of hair, like how many stars are in the sky. You know,
right.
Again, that's the intangible I'm possibility. Because, again, we only limit ourselves through our thoughts, through what we think. You know, that's why even that thought starts with the frequency. As you said, it starts with a sound. A sound is no more than a frequency by the number, not by the word. And that's how we get it twisted, when I start using those same numbers. But it's a different word.
The word says that God knows every strand of our hair.
Thank you.
Right.
That's it.
And there's a sign that I have over my sink that says, any man can count how many seeds are in an apple. Only God can count how many apples are in a seed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love it, love it.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Brother Carmi always comes up with something that just makes you.
Well, I'm sitting here
talking
on the porch,
to him earlier.
Watching the moon come up. And then the frequency of the moon. No, I was just saying, I'm sitting here watching the frequency of the moon, and as I'm talking, you know, when you start looking at the moon and the stars and the sun, and you start, you're downloaded by just looking at that image. And the light that's coming from it is transmitted into your retina and turned into energy that turns into thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's got to be
why
good.
You look for that pure thought. Because you got pure, negative, you got all types of thoughts. But, yeah. Whatever you look for the pure or the pure in it, because that pure thought resonates within it, that power to cure. That's why pure is one, thought is one, image is one. That image that we create through that positive thought that's from, as you said earlier, the frequency is one. Sound is one. It's all part of the image that's one. That's in you. You are one. That's why you, one, is in the image, one, of the creator, one. It's all the number one, baby. It's you. And the Father, yep. The Son, and the Holy Spirit that comes to one.
Well, we have some background noise.
That's me. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut my mute on.
I'm sorry. It's just that. Okay, we have another caller. I believe that this is Wesley. Erica 404.
Yeah, but not believe. Hey, look here, y'all. Let me ask y'all a question, man. Okay, I done heard a whole bunch of since I've been listening. So I've been doing some research, okay? And that's all y'all questions.
Okay.
Speaking of thought, how many thoughts do y'all think one person have a day in 120, in your waking hours, in 24 hours, how many thoughts do y'all think that one person have?
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Hundreds? Wow.
I would say millions of thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's what you gravitate to and what you pull.
Most people are not having no millions of thoughts, and that's why we got so much trouble. But that's like counting the strands of
that. That's it. You got to know how to keep focused, how to stay focused.
6,000. The number is 6,000. The number is 6,000 thoughts a day. One person. Okay?
Wow.
And then you break it down, 70% of them thoughts is what? Negative thoughts, man. Most of them are negative thoughts.
Only
repetitive negative thoughts. Okay? All right, and then you got half of the repetitive negative thoughts. It's automatic negative thoughts. So if you change your thought, I change the thought pattern, and then we get somewhere. Because these negative shit don't go on. Sorry about cussing. This repetitive negative stuff, out of these 6,000 thoughts, man, this ain't no joke, man. The whole planet, not just us, but everybody on this planet. And that 6,000 goes back to the 6,000.
Brother West. The site that says there's 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour. There's 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts in a day.
From how many people? From one person, you saying?
One person. One person has between 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour, equals out to 60 to 80 thoughts per day.
Okay, you went by the hours. I'm just going by the whole total number, 6,000.
Oh,
that's 6,000
a day.
Okay, I'm just like Eddie, whatever you say, man. That's your, I got facts. Hey, go back to the 6,000, go back to the 6,000 years since we've been under this bullshit.
I just sent you what I just read to you.
Well, it already come to me, man. It already come to me before you even said it. I got it, all right? Rich by your thoughts. See, I move by thoughts, and like that what Antoinette put on there every week, about to speak all them language, but the best language is silence. And so, I mute myself because I like to be quiet because I can't think and talk at the same time. Nobody can think and talk at the same time. And listen, I'm just like the wise old owl. The less I speak, the more I heard. So I mute myself. Just like that wise old bird.
Brother West.
Yeah.
I got some owl wings and I got some owl talons. And that owl wasn't too wise because I found him on the side of the road.
That's that owl. I'm talking about this owl. I'm talking about me, man. I'm like Eddie, whatever you say, bro. I got my own way I rode, and I'm up here looking down because I always chop like Miss Kemp. I don't give a damn what I don't have. I can give all thanks to the Creator what I do have. Okay? So it's all good. Y'all can continue on. Peace and blessings. I'll mute myself.
Thank you, Brother Wesley. I really appreciate that question. That was a good question.
You know that my main job is to stretch the neuroplasticity of your brain, of our brain cells. Okay, too much buffoonery going on. So my job is to stretch neuroplasticity of everybody's brain cell that talk to me. And I can't talk to stupid ass people. They give me a headache.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that because yesterday they gave the settlement. They didn't disclose how much the settlement was for Henrietta Lacks' cells. Our cells that they gave a settlement for the cells that still being used that came from her body in 1951.
I'm going to tell you with her cancer cells, what they made her cancer cells mutate, man. She had ovarian cancer, so they just kept mutating her cancer cells and putting it in these shots and shit, man. It wasn't a good cell. They took the cancer cells and mutated her cancer cells. Keep them growing, bro, so they can put it in the damn vaccine. See, we've been tricked again, man. Okay? These demons think they slick. Well, I'm just like Eddie, man. I'm flipping the picture back upside, right side up, man. Every damn thing they say, you got to know what they're saying, man. It was her cancer cells that mutating and growing, man, so they could put it in the vaccine, bro.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If they're making meat and it ain't meat.
That's right, Miss Kim. That's right. And we don't know exactly what they're putting in their meat.
No, we don't. We don't know where it's stuck. Where did they get that from, whatever that cheese was. But like Brother Eddie said, what we better do is come up to speed.
Yes. Yes. That's the reason why it's so important that we plant our gardens and, you know, do that now so that we can have. And if you have to do the house and get the light that they use for gardening and stuff, where you can do it in your house, know, we got to, and I'm speaking to myself also, y'all, but we got to be wiser on how we're spending funds, because we got to make it last through the long haul of whatever is going on with the banks and everything else. We have to make sure that we're right. So we have to be diligent and how we spend. You know, we really got to be careful of being wasteful.
Let me echo. Okay, no problem. Let me echo to that as we spoke on before. With all of that and all our preparation and whatever goes down, always go back to what we are talking about is nature. So the investment that we should be investing in dealing with self is not only growing our own vegetables or in our gardens that we do, but it's now to invest in books and people, because if we don't have the resources or the money or the funds to invest in books, then invest in the people that you already know. That's best anyway. As we said, the old way is the best way. So you learn of those what we consider weeds and not knowing what these different vegetations are that grow in our own backyards, which means this whole world, this whole land is ours. So all this land of vacant space of woods and forests, when we even think in here, you can't see the forest for the trees, never knowing by number, forest is the tree. Forest is a pore and tree is a pore. You can't see it because it's right there. They're one and the same. You can't have a forest without the trees, baby. So what are they saying? And what do we gravitate to when we listen to these sayings and words and don't formulate your own? Because, again, this is just the way I see it. It's not written in stone. So hopefully nobody is getting bit out of shape, because within that four that we started with, the four is God. Again, when we disconnect everything by word, that's for them, that's their program, the way we've been taught. For me, the number connects all of it.
Kwame, you was right by thoughts and seconds, man. You was right. You was totally right, bro. The way you broke it down, thoughts and seconds, man. You absolutely right, my brother.
All right.
Can I say this regarding the books? If you're interested in used books, and they also have new books, but if you go to betterworld.com, oh, somebody got some terrible noise. If you go to betterworld.com, they have books on everything. So, and you don't pay for shipping, and the bank, the funds from the books go for illiterate people who are illiterate readers. So it's still a good investment. And as I said, the books are a couple dollars. They're really cheap, and they have the books on the herbal and gardening and everything. You know, everything that you could think of, they have a book there for it, you know, including the books for students and teachers and everything. And another one is Thrift Books.
Yeah.
And it's, Lord, there's so many of them, but Thrift Books, T-H-I-F-T.
I'm not understanding what you, say that again.
Thrift Books. If you want to buy books, Ms. Kim.
Mom, I'm saying what you're saying. Spell it for me, please.
All right, one is Better World, B-E-T-T-E-R, B as in boy, E as in elephant, T as in tiger. The other one? Miss Kim, I'll send it to you. I'll send you it.
I want to know what it is now, though, please.
Thrift Books, T-H-R-I-T-H. Thrift. Like thrift store.
Thrift store. Okay.
Sorry, Sister Antoinette.
Oh, that's okay. Miss Kim, you have betterworld.com?
Yes. You said you're going to send it to me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, can I tell you about my spot? Go ahead.
I just want to ask one question. Because you said the books for the illiterate to read. I'm going like, how is an illiterate person to teach to read, right? Oh.
Yes.
You took that. I ain't even got to go there now, Kwame. You know, I already took it, so stop it, man. Stop.
Because when I came back here, they said it was 70% illiterate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I erred, y'all. Forgive me.
It's all good. You live long enough, we all make errors. Keep
yeah,
living.
But I gave y'all the sight. I did do that.
That's why we started school with a number 2 pencil. It had lead on one end and erase on the other, because we're going to make mistakes.
Yes, yes, we are.
Well, that's why you're giving us that book.
And, of course, y'all know Amazon is also available, where they have books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and they're
I
cheaper
like
than Amazon,
because
too.
I don't have to pay for shipping. Pardon me?
I say, and they are cheaper than Amazon.
They're
a lot cheaper than Amazon, because they're used books, and they're cheaper.
Yes. And
well,
also
books. But would y'all please tell me about the man talking about he's going to block out the sun?
Are you talking about the
I don't know about that.
That's
Bill Gates. Yeah, that was Bill Gates, and he was getting with Harvard's engineering department and trying to get them to create a balloon that would go up and release this powder to try to block out the sun, just the same way that a volcano, when it erupts, it blocks the sun and creates the energy and the temperature of the earth to go down. He was trying to play G.O.D.
Hey, I got a recording. I sent to y'all of LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, in the 60s talking about what they got to control weather, man. I sent it out to a lot of y'all. Okay.
That's right there.
There you go. I got LBJ said that in the 60s, man. He was at a college campus, man. Okay, they were trying to do this forever. But
so
I got a question for y'all, okay? I got a question. I have more questions than answers. All right. What's the most important weapon? Okay, which the first weapon was a rock. The second weapon was a spear. The third weapon was an arrow. The fourth weapon was a bullet in the gun. Fifth weapon is the missile when they drop a bomb. And they use the last weapon. What's the last weapon they using right now, y'all, man? The most dangerous weapon now. All right?
The media.
That's what?
The weather.
Miss Kim was right. It's that damn needle, man. That needle. And don't it look like a damn missile or gun? All the speed and all
yes,
that?
Yes, it does.
It's that goddamn needle. It's that needle, man.
Wow. Yeah, but you're right about that.
But I have to look at between the needle and the media, because look at how many minds are infected by the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I did
they're
a survey,
telling
y'all.
You to take the death.
I did a survey. Oh, you guess how the most black people that took that shot, man? Them fools got a degree, college fucking educated, man. I've been doing a survey talking to these Negroes that a degree. It's from college educated, PhD niggas. Okay? I talked to a lot, some of them, I talked to them that I grew up with, and they went to school, and most of them, all of them got them degrees, and the main one took them jabs, man. Okay? Y'all know what an HBCU is? HBCU but what is made to die,
yeah,
to change a field nigga to a house nigga, man. Okay? That's what,
yeah,
the HBCU, that's their job. Just about everybody I know that got these college degrees, they got 2-3 shots, man.
But what, but see, the other part too, Brother West, is we learned from the first jab was the syphilis experiment. We don't trust them,
yeah,
with needles.
No, we don't. Listen, y'all, we have another caller. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 347.
Hey, Area y'all, code, what's good?
Hey, y'all hear me? That's up. There you go, Professor.
Yes,
talk much.
Yes. Now?
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing, sis?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
What's happening, Brother Thomas, man? We ain't heard from you in a minute, man. How you doing?
Brother Thomas.
Yes. What's going on, Brother Eddie, man? It's good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, question, man, before you get started, man. What happened? I appreciate Eddie and Antoinette doing the show. Because all these Negroes that kissing Trump ass, man, you can't find them. All of them hide, man. I ain't calling no name, but I've got 3 or 4 shows that love Trump. I'm going to say something. All of them, every time you get another charge, these niggas go hide, man. Okay, I take a survey. I look what people would not say. So I appreciate Eddie and Dry Bone. They stay on the mission. Antoinette, for the rest of these Negroes that kiss Trump ass, as soon as you get another charge,
no, not me.
So,
not me. Don't put me in there.
Antoinette, I just told you you good. You were Eddie. See, you wasn't listening.
I'm telling you, I was never in there. I was never in that group.
I know. Did you hear what I said? I appreciate you, Eddie, and Dry Bones. You got to listen. You got to listen. You can't go by and vote. You got to listen to what I say now. Pay attention, because when I say something, you got to listen. I listen to y'all. So just calm down. Relax. Now go ahead, Tutmo.
So you talk about Dr. X.
I ain't calling no names, bro. I just said the ones that do what they do.
Well, I'm of the opinion that he didn't do anything wrong, and the jury's gonna find that he didn't do nothing wrong, but I don't know, man. I don't see none of this stuff sticking. It's just, I think they try to keep him out the election. He's obviously way up because no one wants Biden. And
he getting no $10 million.
Huh?
I said he didn't get no $10 million.
I don't really follow the politics until it gets closer to the nitty gritty, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I just let it play out. But I heard you say earlier, and y'all was talking about the fake meat, and I know y'all heard of Impossible Foods, which is a huge corporation, and there's also another company called Beyond Meats.
I agree.
Right. So these companies are on Silicon Valley. They're not farms. They're tech companies. You know what I'm saying? It's all technology. So they use this technology, which is really nature. It's called soy leg hemoglobin, and it comes from the soy plant. And when you pull up the soy plant and you get to the roots, soy is very unique because its roots has a blood in it. And what they realize is that by them putting these roots, those roots from the soy plant in the burger, it gives your body the same simulation that you would have if you was eating a real burger, because your saliva and everything as the food breaks down, it's going to be tasting the blood, the soy leg hemoglobin. So that's why their meats are supposedly taste so much like real meat, right? But what happens is, as you know, our bodies are very smart computers, you know. And as we eat, our brain is processing, oh, this is me. I have to release these chemicals into your stomach so you could break that meat down. But you're eating, it's not meat. You get what I'm saying? So you're creating these chemicals in your stomach to break down meat, and it's not breaking down meat. And it's going to cause health problems to people later down the line because those chemicals, those strong acids and things, is going to start eating through their stomachs. You know what I'm saying? So be very aware of these fake meats that they, you know, say vegan and plant-based and all that stuff, because they have, a lot of them, look at the ingredients. They have the soy leg hemoglobin. In the soy space leg, like a leg that's on your body, hemoglobin, like your blood, it's all one word, leg hemoglobin. And you'll see that's the root of the soy plant. And it stimulates the same process to your brain, because your brain, is all you're doing is your taste buds is hitting it, and it's tasting blood. Even though it's not blood, it's soy leg hemoglobin. It's a plant-based blood, but your body can't tell the difference between that and animal blood. So be careful eating those meats, and I'll mute myself.
I want to tell me after I say this. I lived in Israel with the Hebrew Israelites for 3 years. And what they eat, the body digests it just like it's meat. And they eat them. And that's what they were telling me, that there was going to be a problem, because you're fooling your stomach, and pretty sooner or later, the stomach will say, hey. Because they use the same digestive system.
And all y'all got to do is set it out around some ants and the dogs and shit. If they don't fuck with it, y'all don't eat it, man. That's another test. If the ants and the dogs and the animals don't eat that shit, y'all better not eat it, man. That's a test. And plus, don't eat no boneless chicken. A chicken got bones, man. If they ain't got no bones,
yes,
it does, man.
God told me we need to start dealing with turkeys, going, you know, picking them myself.
They got to have a bone. If they ain't got no bone, leave
them
alone.
Yeah. Right quick, family, let me drop a little info and just enhance what some of the family has given. Brother Wes, you already said as far as what I always feel, and I always tell the family, just being neutral, but being out there, and I put out there simply, darn it, get your popcorn, your drink, your smoke, whatever you do. Sit down in your easy chair and enjoy the political theater.
Yes, sir.
See, I can't get into all that political stuff. Again, I started the class with, what are we missing that makes us weak?
Yeah.
Politics ain't got nothing. That's why we weak. It ain't spiritual. It ain't the truth. And we entertaining too much of it, and we want to say it's metaphysics. Well, metaphysics has a number. Don't mess with me with that nonsense. Then, Brother Thomas, thank you. Because when you said soy, all you told us from the old school, hopefully, you went right back to Soylent Green. Soy.
Yes, sir.
It's dead people. They're using our people, our hemoglobin.
Yep.
And we've been eating
for
how long? And they've been telling us it's beef. Stop the madness.
Hey,
go ahead, Brother Wes.
You saw that movie, Soylent Green? What was it? When they opened that book, the numbers on that book, what did they say? The year 2015 and 2020, man. 2001.
Mm-hmm.
That was the numbers on the book, man. I'm sorry, when they were
Wow.
That's right. Edward G. Robinson had both those books. That's right, bro.
You saw it. Like I said, it
Charles
in our face.
who was the star of it? Alvin Heston.
Right.
Yes, I will tell y'all, look, we have another caller. I'm going to bring them in. Wes, I'll be right with you in a moment, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that Jack Smith that is sitting in that truck, who does he look like? Antoinette?
I don't know who. I seen the movie, but it's been years ago, so I really couldn't tell
you too much about it. The guy that's prosecuting Trump, who does he look like? I got a question for all y'all. Who does he look like reincarnated? The reincarnation of somebody.
Oh, really?
What character are you talking about? What character, what movie? Let me make sure I'm zooming in on it.
The movie of the life of politics. The guy that's going after Trump, the prosecutor, who does he look like reincarnated, man?
Okay, I didn't see that movie.
That's
I didn't
see that movie.
I'm guessing, Wes. Does he look like Cochran, Johnny Cochran?
Hell no, he look like Abraham fucking Lincoln. Put a hat on top of his ass. That's Abraham Lincoln. They don't clone Abraham Lincoln to go after Trump, man. Don't y'all see this shit?
No, I didn't see that one. Thank you for telling me.
Jack Smith. Look at the prosecutor, Jack Smith. That's Abraham Lincoln's clone, man.
Okay, I'm gonna look at that. Let me bring in the next caller. I'm gonna check that out, Wes. Area code 740.
Greetings, family.
Greetings, how are you, Brother Jeff? Brother Jeff?
What's happening, fam?
Yes, Brother Jeff. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, brother? Brother Thomas. I heard Elder Kwame on there. Sister Weston.
Yes.
Hello to all the family out there.
And
doing
Wesley,
great to hear
Wesley's
you.
With us, too.
Great
yes,
to hear you.
Yes, Brother Wes. How you doing, man? Everybody sounding good these days. I'm just chiming in. Came in to Arizona for a little visit. About 4 or 5 days, so I'll be heading back to Ohio pretty soon. But man, I don't really want to add too much more to the conversation. It's good enough as it is. But like y'all saying, man, you just gotta watch what you eat. Try to grow your own foods. You know, we can keep it simple with just baby spinach and arugula. That stuff grows like overnight, and you don't even need to water them seeds. And spinach, of course, provides plenty of protein. And a bunch of other stuff. But anyways, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Like I said, I'm not going to add too much more to the conversation. I'm happy to be alive. It's grateful to be back in the mix again. You know, I'm doing much better now. So
I'm so glad
in,
to hear that.
Yeah, and I'll, maybe
yes,
I'll be able to
tell through. Everyone what you've been going through, or do you want to keep it to yourself?
Well, I had a slip and fall inside of a warehouse September last year, and I hit my head on the floor, on the concrete floor. And, of course, that created a bunch of neurological issues that I was already, you know, partially suffering from military injuries. So put me out of the mix for about 6 months. Now that I'm getting my cognitive function, you know, it's starting to restore itself. You know, I'm just grateful, man. I'm happy to be alive. I survived a vicious fall, and I'm gonna continue to, you know, take it easy. Yeah, take it easy and do what I need to do to heal, because these things are we can recover from them, but you know, it takes a lot of work. You know. But we doing what
we do. Hey, that was at a job, man. Hey, that was at a job or something? A business you slipped and fell at, man?
Yeah, it was at a – I was working a little – yeah, it was inside of a warehouse at a company I was working for.
Hey, bro, you need to get you a lawyer, bro. You need to get you a lawyer, bro. You're going to get broke
yeah,
off,
we
man.
Did.
You should be still laying down on the ground, man. Honest. Lawyer, man.
Yeah. Hey, I wish I could lay down on the ground. I was forced to lay down on the ground for 6 months, but yeah, we good to go, man. Everything is in place in the manner that it should be. So, like I said, I'm just happy that I'm able to
function the way I am. I can walk. I don't need no assistance. And I'm getting better, man. It was hard, but I'm getting better. So thanks to y'all. Y'all gave a lot. Y'all gave a brother a lot of love, because before that, a bunch of real estate agents kicked me out of my house with some crazy-ass foreclosure. So, you know, man, it's been hell since 2018. But now we're back in the mix. God has a plan for me. He saved my ass from a lot of bullshit. So, and thanks, family. A lot of y'all accepted my phone calls and, you know, mentally helped me get through a lot of stuff. So I appreciate y'all. And I'm going to go on mute. Thanks for your time, Sister Antoinette. I appreciate
you. We appreciate you, Brother Jeff. We truly do. And, you know, we're continuously praying for you.
Thank you, Jeff. If we're doing therapy time, the worst thing I saw, Antoinette, I said it to you, when I found out that my damn relatives were slaves, man. One of them, Henry Boyd. When I found that out by mistake, man, I read the story, man. You saw the incident.
Yeah.
I sent you that, right?
No,
that,
I
man,
didn't.
If you found out your last name and you found out one of your family names.
Oh, I know mine were slaves. Yeah, I know mine was. I have family members that have told me my grandfather, before he died, he had said, you know, that his parents were slaves. My grandfather was born free, but his parents were slaves. And my grandfather was born in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Right quick, family, I want to echo this to our family. Brother Jeff, you know, you, like you said, you didn't have anything to add with what we have said, but your energy alone that you just gave with what you're going through is the energy that was needed for what you said that you basically gave to the family. So that was, you didn't change nothing. You just added to the flavor, my brother, and it was what you were supposed to do. And what you gave, and it was greatly appreciated. Love you, my brother.
Second
keep strong, and keep getting better.
Oh, brother.
Just add one part to that, and we're talking about the spiritual. We're in a full moon, and we have a full show, because everybody basically is the family that started out, that we're all on here together, with the exception of one, and we have to honor her because she is an ancestor. And that's Sister Ishtar.
Yes.
Well, I got
Brother
power.
Ray. Brother
power.
Ray and Sister Ishtar.
And Elvira Weaver, man. Antoinette, no Elvira.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, and she's another one that is missed. And also Angel Lady Love, if y'all remember her. Because we still don't know where she is. No, I'm not saying she's deceased. I'm saying just that no one has heard from her. You know, she hasn't been
on
any shows or anything like that.
By the way, if I may add to that, I visited Mama AZ today, and she looked good. I know she's down and out, and she's going through some things, but... you know, I'm gonna put some energy into her. I'm gonna put some prayer into her situation. But I spent a little time with her today, and I think it's gonna be okay. So
right on, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to come back out here in 3 months. And there's another sister out here that's doing the. She owns one of the Buffalo Soldiers. Anyways. She has a business need that I can fill. And so with that said, I'll be able to come back here to Arizona and work with her on some things. And while I'm here, I'll interact with Mama AZ because, you know, we made that mind meld a few years ago. And she's all right by me. You know, I know what she's going through psychologically. Pain will drive you to do things and push those who love you most away. So, you know,
yes,
it is what it is. It
It is what
I'm
it is.
I'm 83 and I'm going to forget me. I'm going. That's
well,
why I'm
Brother Jeff, I need to get with you.
Okay, I'm available.
Can you hear me on tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Because I want to mention to him about a young man that's doing something with the Buffalo Soldiers in Louisiana. And maybe I can get you all to get together with the sister there.
Okay.
Did you take me?
Okay.
Okay? That's all I wanted to say. Thank you. I'll give it to you, Antoinette.
Okay. And I'll pass it on to you, Brother Jeff.
Much appreciated, Sister Antoinette. I'll be standing by.
Right on, man. We okay. All going through something, man. All we do, all this is, we turn it from gold to diamonds, man. You get it crystallized. Press to turn coal into diamonds, man. Okay? I'm looking at a piece of crystal, big piece of crystal right there. Start out a lump of coal. So we just going through crystallized, getting our strength up, man. Going through coal, turning to diamonds, man. That's all it is. Nothing but a test, man. Ride this shit all night. Enjoy the show like Eddie say. Enjoy the show, man. Get you some popcorn and enjoy the show, man. Just don't get caught up in it, because what you're going through, just go through it. I know it's hard. It ain't easy. But it is what it is, nothing but a test, man.
That's exactly what it is, nothing but a test.
All things work together.
Test the will. Test the will, test the force.
What the Most High say? You get anointed. You get anointed. You
got
anointed, man.
What?
You get anointed.
What, Gil? Gil Scott Heron said
know?
This is a B movie.
Yes, he does.
Never give up.
You don't never have to up. Respond, for this is a test.
Hey,
yes.
They make it funny.
Yep.
Just roll
yep.
with it, baby.
That's
because,
right. Go with the flow,
you
man.
Ain't the joke. We understand the trick today. See, these tricksters cannot trick us
yep.
anymore. Trickology.
That's right.
So
you
again,
see the illusion, man.
We rolling with it.
Once you see what the magician doing, you see the trick. You can't get fooled, man. You just got everything they say. Flip that shit all the way upside down. Do the opposite. What they say, do the opposite, man. They tell you don't look at the sun. You go out there and look at the sun, man. I do the opposite. They've been lying ever since I've been on the planet. So I've been doing the opposite.
Just like you just said, don't look at the sun. They tell you don't, you do. They tell you to look at the trick. Don't look at it. Damn it, close your eyes. See, you can't be fooled if you don't see
right.
the illusion, baby.
That's right.
Open your third eye, your spiritual eye. Stop trying to look with those two thieves that they gave you with the illusion that we perceiving it from. Meditation is the key. Close your eyes. Again, Brother West said it good, just like Brother Kwame dealing with the silence of the universe. Silence is nine. Just darn it, be quiet. Quiet is nine. It's the same damn thing. The words change. The number of silence stays the same. Be quiet, my family.
You're right. You're right, bro.
Silence
I'm sitting
is
up,
golden,
I've been told to
it's golden
hey,
with
I've been
silence.
Hey, I've been told to sit up in the housetop and all this shit go through. And you just said nine. Yeah, I'm sitting here with my nine right here. Everybody roll up on me. I got a nine for them. I got a 9 and a 40.
All right. Well, that reminds me. Today's show is brought to you by the number 2. Brother Eddie, you want to go further into that?
Yeah, the 2 is no more than the conversation by way of the universe through telepathy straight to our mind that we're receiving. So again, by those words equaling 2 with the universe is what we're receiving in the 2 called revelations family, which is 2. This mindset that we're going through is ours to command. Stop looking at they said, they is 2. They ain't your mind. This is why it's time to check out your mind and see what you might find. It's in your mind, not the mindset
of those who are basically slip-dipping and ego-tripping and body-snatching, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're the infiltrator. And again, by being on the one, which is no more than the frequency and the sound, they can't put the technology that blocks the technology that you get unless we allow them. We have that power. Stop giving it away. Stop giving it. All
that's
we have to do is
change your thought pattern. Change that thought pattern, man. Let that negative shit go. Try to flip it around. It's hard, though. It's hard to get them negative thoughts and shit. But we can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's possible instead of impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no talk to you. Mission impossible, damn it. Well, if it was impossible, why he always take the mission and he complete the mission if it was impossible? It's impossible.
Yeah.
They done made it impossible just by changing the configuration of the lettering and the pronunciation of the word. Just like I don't use marijuana for recreational drugs. It's my recreational drug, because drug is 24, which is my God, baby. That's my drug. The four by the number is God. That's my protection. And we all look at it a different way, because what I call God by number is no more than the truth. If you're speaking the truth, that's God, baby. I'm not stuck on the word. I see the number behind what you're telling me. Thank you, family.
Yeah, and check this out. I heard somebody say something about the world, WHO, right? That's why I said WHO, World Health Organization. So
yeah.
I just bought
another
phone about a month or two ago, right? So I couldn't figure it out, man. My phone kept telling me I got my damn earplugs, the volume up too high, man. I said, what the hell? Notifications. So I went and checked my settings.
Wow.
And guess what it says? That my phone was under the record of the World Health Organization. They put it on all new phones to regulate the volume. I said, get the hell out of here. You mean it? So I had to go in my settings and take that tracking shit off my phone, man. The World Health Organization said I got my earbuds on. Too loud, man. They've been doing that shit with me since I got this phone. I said, well, I'd be telling me... Yeah, it was from the WHO, the World Health Organization, direct listening to my phone and my volume talking about I got it too loud. What the hell is that, man?
Well, man, I was thinking about getting a new phone. I guess I
stuck
with this one.
I checked my settings and I shut that shit down. I turned it off.
It's hidden behind, even though we, again, they say we're setting it down. This is still their technology. We're doing what we feel that makes us comfortable, but don't you believe it. Everything they tell you is a lie. So when you think they not told you this is what you do to shut it down, again, we know already figured out it's a fucking lie. So don't you believe it. Because, again, WHO comes to 12? Sale comes to 12. Ain't it your sale goddamn phone?
Yeah.
And, again, we believe what you want to believe. Yeah, like I said, this is why they know, because they monitoring. Monitor is 23, which is the 5. Phones, not cell phones, but phones is 23. They're monitoring all of these damn phones. We just have to find the coinciding number of the words that's being used to the everyday thing that we're doing. We don't see it because we don't try to find the words that apply to what's happening. We're being shown, we're being told, we're being given. It's hidden in plain sight. By the
number.
No, I didn't get that.
But Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
On that, what you're saying, and what you're saying is in the word, just like you were speaking about. All of us are in what this American institution, the world right now has even been put into a prison. We're on this prison planet.
because everybody has what now? Cell. Just like you got a jail cell, everybody's got a phone that's the cell phone. So you already captive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hooked it. You're in that cell because everything that you know and what you get from is in that cell.
Yep.
And they can put a metal thing in that vaccine, so they're gonna be able to control you with that shit.
Yeah, you see how they shut down McCormick? What his name from that devil, Mitch McConnell? They put his ass on pause.
Yeah, but
Tutmos
can verify too if he's still on. The frequencies that they now use are compatible with your EEG, your brain waves. This is why they use MRIs and all of this technology, because they know every frequency and how it reacts with the brain. This is why the dopamine and TikTok that's what TikTok addicts you with, is the dopamine. It's the dope. It's just
well, everybody
do
they got
addict.
A number, man. Everybody do they got a number. So what?
Man, everybody what?
Everybody DNA, your body frequency, everybody got a number. Okay? Well, I showed y'all how to figure out your own number. Divided by your height, by the speed of sound. That's a number. That's your sound number. And then you divide your height.
By your height?
By the speed of sound. 185,000 miles. By your height, and then you go by the speed of light. You divide by your height by the speed of light, and that's your number. And then with the thought, you divide your height by the thought. You add all them numbers up. That's your DNA number. And so once you go to the doctor, whatever, you give blood or urine, when you come into the world, they got your DNA number. So everybody's numbers up. Create a certain frequency of sound, man. That's how they can, even your organs, they could give you cancer, or whatever disease you got. And I know some women, man, they mess with them real bad, man. I don't want to talk about how they doing them, man. I learned these folks ain't no joke. I don't like to say they. I just like to show what the magician doing. Fuck them. They ain't got no power. Cause I done figured them out. But, yeah, Ms. Kim, everybody's DNA got a number. And once it's in the computer... Okay.
Brother West, I was 5.
Yes, ma'am.
I was 5'6", and the last time I went to the clinic, they told me I was 5 feet now.
Well, everybody shrink. So you tall in the morning, then you are at 3:00. You know that. Y'all know that, right? When you wake up in the morning, you taller than... Huh?
Say you're taller in the morning?
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, you're taller. But as you move around through the day, you shrink.
That's logical. You've been sleeping all night. You rested. The end of the day, depending on what you've been doing. Excuse me. Can I tell you? I want to tell you all this, please. And then I won't say anything else. I was thanking the family because I've written over 400 pages for a book, but it was incomplete. But what has been revealed to me, and I thank the family for helping me to go that direction. I thank God, you know. But I believe that me dealing with the family has gotten me thinking in a different way than I've been thinking, and especially what Brother Eddie's saying about the words can change, but the numbers stay the same. You know? So I was 5 years old, and I was at church, and I went to church all day Sunday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I was 5, and my mother did everything but preach. Well, the man that was preaching this particular night, I'm sitting there looking out the window, and the kids outside playing, and I'm sitting here listening to this man. And I said to myself, and I remember saying it, I could preach better than him. He's saying the words wrong. But that was a part of my dad's organization to help encourage young people, young ministers, to use their gift, to go for it. And he also dealt with women preachers. He was one of the first, back then, that weren't allowing women to preach. Anyway, I see the tape that's got playing, so I sneaked out the back. And I went over there to the police. I didn't know them, but I introduced myself. And when I went in their house, they had a little television. This is 1945. This was the first television I had seen. And I just got captivated because I said, oh, I can do that. I'm fine. When I went back to the church was dark. They had been back two or three times trying to find me. So I ended up walking home. I just lived two blocks from the church. But I stopped by everybody's house that I knew because I figured I was going to get a whooping. Because I sneaked out of church in the first place. I just remembered 3 months ago what I was doing. I was watching television. I didn't remember that. I remember coming home at 11 o'clock. My mother, she didn't whoop me because she was too upset. But can you imagine a child 5 years old coming home at 11 p.m.?
No.
But see, these are things that I'm missing from my book. So I think I'm ready. My dad, I never understood that. That just came to me. I mean, for real. And that's going to change the book. That's going to change the book for what I've already written. Because God had already... But I didn't start writing the book. I started just trying to get some of the negativity out of me. I was just venting, and then I was going to tear it up. I don't know what I was going to do with it. But when I looked up, I had 200 pages. So I wrote another 200, but it still wasn't.
Well, that's good, Ms. Kim. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that.
I think the family... Because evidently you made me go inside my shell to bring that out. So I thank you. God bless you. I'm too. Uh-oh. Thank you, family.
I'm so glad. You're welcome, Ms. Kim. I'm so glad to hear that. I've been asking you for years and telling you you need to write it down. You need to write a book.
Oh, yeah.
So
thanks
I'm
for
so
sharing.
Glad that you did.
And Sister Antoinette, you know I don't need to say nothing to you because I've been telling you the key is writing, which I tell everybody I talk to, write.
Yes.
Because being that writer is spiritual. It's spiritual.
Yes.
That's part of what's missing that makes us weak, that we're not writing down the messages from within. It's coming from as above. Writing, we got to write because that's why
yes,
that paper is there. The paper is
yes.
that receiver of the antenna that's coming from the information of the source within. It's within us, all of us.
And that's how you cast your spells. That's how you cast your spells. That's how you bring, you know, everything comes to fruition through writing, meditation. It all starts with that mental thought process. So, right on point, right on time, family.
Yes, well,
appreciate the echo.
Yes, thank you, Brother Jeff. But I have started writing. I'm writing things down for my granddaughters. Things about my life.
You can't go wrong.
And even including things that I'm ashamed
of. The things that you are writing is the message of your story that you are to give that becomes the lesson for others who are journeying along a similar journey that you are. Everybody ain't, but there are people who are. But that's why it's important to be that writer, to write the spiritual lessons of the message of your, which is no more than part of our story. We separated. It's not separated. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. It ain't got shit to do with shit physical that they put in our face. It's spiritual. That's the connection of the spirit that is the ritual of the spirit coming together as one. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I know you want to chime in.
Yeah, but what you're speaking on is very important, because this is what Brother West is always talking about, the thought. When you take that thought that's in you, this inside of you, and you put it on that paper, you read those thoughts. And as they flow, the thoughts continuously flowing from the conscious level, from the unconscious to the conscious level. And this is where the part of you talking about writing, but it's really you're doing your right as a being. Your right is to communicate, and writing is the way to write what you are or what's in you. And what you're doing is that you're making it right for everyone to see and read.
Yeah, you better write your own story. These demons will write it, but you better write your own story. They're going to write it for you. Why you think the lion
That's
don't never always be getting hunted in the book? The lion always, oh, I'll be the one that hunted. And the damn rabbit. Okay, the rabbit and the lion know how to write. They'll be on top, winning.
Until the lion writes his story, we won't know what the hunt started. So this is what we're doing, that each one of us, this is why elders are so important. We are how we live every day that you give as an
exception. Break it up, man. Break it up, man. You got too much interference. Break it up, bro.
And if you get and you encyclopedia, because every day you get up, you have gained something. You have seen something. You may not know how to regurgitate it all back, but it's in you, because we record every day that we rise. Every day that you awaken, you record that day. And so you look at how many days that you've done for 73 years. How many days have you done for 82 years? Each one of those a day that has been recorded in you, and what has been put in you to give your right to say what it was that you experienced.
Because you're going to see it again, because I've been told that when time people make that transition, they play it right back at you. You got to see what you did. So shit I did in my younger days, I don't want to see, but I know I don't change. But,
and,
hey, that's the damn judgment. They play it back. Well, you leave.
Right, but the other part is, how many of us can write our own obituary? Can you write your own obituary, what you want said when you cross over? Or do you want somebody else to write?
Well, I basically told my sister then what to do. I gave them instruction. But hey, I just say I would die here. I took life on turns, and I had fun doing this shit, right or wrong. And whatever I tried to plan, God said, hell no, and started laughing. You ain't going to do that, nigga. You're going to do it this way. That's shit funny, man. Like Eddie said, you got to know how to barbie weed, man. Every plan I make, God said, hell no, they ain't coming out like that right there, bro. You got to do this right here. So I just look in the mirror. I look in the mirror and laugh, man. I said, God is playing, man. Don't joke.
You know, the most important thing about writing, especially when it comes to us healing, when you're writing out all those negative things that you're going through, it's like having a ton of bricks taken off of your back. Your conscience is relieved. That's the spirituality that I believe Brother Ed was talking about earlier. So,
yeah.
If anything else, you know, instill that into our young adolescents that are coming up in our families, nieces, nephews, distant cousins, those young ones, as long as we support them and educate them, making sure that they learn how to read and write, influence them to get into to the coding, that's going to be our mitigation to all this craziness going on. We get our young folks into coding, that positive spirituality is going to crush negative AI in our part.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. Let me reiterate or let me expound on what was said that exactly, Brother Jeff, I concur, because to make it simple, because when we say keep it simple, stupid, damn it, simple is 22, that's 4, that's God. Stupid is 31, it's not God, but it's showing you what you could be, because even dumb is 13, and God is 13, and God ain't dumb or stupid, but are you? But the key is what you are saying when we speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Because
that's
basically,
right.
That's it. When we understand that we are just that conduit that basically echoes the memories of the true current that comes from within. And like I said, it could go either way, negative or positive. We, right, thank you, Brother West, we choose.
Yeah,
that's why you call the chosen one. Damn it, you are the chosen one, which is 31 to 4. You're chosen with your message.
Yep.
And the message is the story that we basically decide to give from our thought of what we think to teach. Teach is for. We are teachers, but are we teaching what we are preaching?
That's why I have a problem with abortion.
Go ahead, Ms. Karen.
I think that's why I have a problem with abortion, because that comes from God. And you don't know what that can do. What that chapter, I told the young people in the youth program, I said, it's a performing arts program, so they want to be in showbiz. I said, well, you know showbiz is a performing snake, but you don't have to be one.
Yeah. And see, Miss Gill, I ain't no woman, but when a lady abort that baby, that life of that, the energy from that baby going to still be in her, man. Okay? Even though I ain't no woman. But that's what my research say, man. But
Brother Wesley, I had a friend that she has 5 children, 5 or 6, 7 something, I don't know. She got a lot of them, and she's had several abortions. And she used to tell me how she was always hearing babies crying.
Understanding, basically, that's the history of what was put in front of us, even when we look at it today, that's dubbed as, what is that? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger did it. It's what is that? Parent,
Planned Parenthood.
Thank you, Ms. Cam. Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger. Which is more than a contraceptive of birth control to control those undesirables that are having babies, be it black, Hispanic, Asian, or whites. To basically stop, before we even get to abortion, this was the concept of Planned Parenthood dealing with contraceptive, even with your Trojan, dealing with the war that's always
WC
been
Fields.
Upon us.
Yeah, she was screwing W.C.
Say,
Fields and Cecil D. DeMille. So, you're right, Eddie. And they used W.E.D. Du Bois to do that shit, man.
He was part of it, see? Because when you look at W.E.B., that's Webb. Then we start with the first damn dictionary, Webster, and we talk about he was part of it. He's part of the plan. They just put
all them
a black face on it.
The one that took the shot, man. Then the man one that took the shot, them challenged the 10th. with all them got more damn degrees than the thermometer.
Well, see, that's always been the derivative to either go to Princeton, Harvard, or Yale, instead of understanding that the true story is you coming from jail. That's what they always put you in. Their cell block, we just talked about the jail cell, see, but those who are in Princeton, Harvard, and Yale think they're more privileged than we are, and we have the education, or we've been edified more than they have, but we're listening to the system who has said Princeton, Harvard, and Yale are the elite universities, and the true university is the universe that we're getting. Go ahead,
Brother
West.
I went to one of HBCU. I went to the HCB, whatever the hell you call it, man. All they do.
Your HBCUs was created.
Yeah, they take a field. nigga, and turn it into a house, nigga, man. I was up there for a minute, then I dipped. I said, fuck this shit. I'm coming back down south. I ain't falling for this BS. And I dipped, man.
HBCUs.
So that's why I'm in contact with a lot of them, man.
basically promoted and pushed by Ford, Henry H. Ford, and Rockefeller. That's whose men are behind HBCUs, who basically, again, came up with these black historic colleges and universities that blacks attend to keep them basically chained from the brain in the institution of what they call higher learning.
I simplify it.
Rockefeller for us, the first one who started the black schools, you know, back in the day when they first started, it was funded by Rockefeller.
But when you think about it, they're dropouts. Why is a dropout investing in the education that they dropped out of? But they want us to go? Are we thinking critically? It's called critical thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Antoinette, since you said that, what was that show, Get Smart? Y'all remember that show, Get Smart? Y'all remember that show?
Of course.
I remember it, but I never watched
Get Smart.
That.
Because
and who
had
was the who
agent? Agent
who
99.
Was the group, man? Well, check it out.
It was
man.
Chaos.
Who
was the
group?
Enemy that
chaos.
They fought. Chaos.
Chaos and control.
And
right, bro.
And Maxwell Sparks' number was 86. That's five, y'all. 8 + 6. We used to say, "I'm an 86 the nigga." You can bet me you really can't take him out. Death is on the
chaos
way.
Chaos and control, man.
Man, come on. Come on. Chaos and control. Come on.
They told you what we was in is simulated reality. Chaos and control, man. That's where we at right now, man.
Hey. Yes. So, yes, family, again, this has been a great class, and
yes, it has.
Even not knowing what's going on, and then knowing what, because that's the key, family, the knowing of things you don't know that you know. Man, it's beautiful.
Right.
See, you don't know them, but you already know them, and the knowing that you know. So when Brother West mentioned, but anyway, Brother West didn't have to say a word because Brother West being with us tonight instead of on another show, and especially Brother Thomas being with us tonight instead of on Sister Bev's show, not to say nothing about, we know who's on different days and different times, and understanding how to read between the lines, because that's what we are all. We don't know our own true bloodline because we too much online with bullshit.
Yep.
Get offline so you can get with your bloodline and get the information you need to be talking about.
Yes, sir.
We too
Speaking
much online with
man.
This artificial. Woo! We use it and stop being abused by it, because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
When we constantly repeating their story and their narrative and say we ain't into the narrative, but this is what we repeat. Instead of coming up truly with your own for me, you know, told me what you know by the word you use, and I don't give a fuck what it is. It has a number. And for me, if you ain't trying to find the number, you ain't trying to find yourself. Because it ain't got
yep,
nothing to do
with
it.
That's why I appreciate you. You, man. Anthony, and Dry Bones, man. Y'all stay the course, man, no matter what. Anyway, hey, I called in to get my dose of them numbers. I hope y'all wrote their numbers down, man. It's Mega Media time. I hope y'all wrote the damn numbers down. Instead of bullshit, y'all better listen to what's being said, man. I hope you niggas wrote these numbers down. That's all I'm saying.
That's
Magneto,
man.
Right there, boy.
Yes, yes, yes. But with that being said, with the magnet of Brother West, Magneto, Echo, if y'all ain't got nothing else, I got to get up early in the morning and make some appointments myself. But I've loved the class and the participation that the family has contributed tonight. It's been a very good and stimulating class that hopefully has activated thought processes in us, because that's what's happening. Ain't got nothing to do with what makes you think and come up with a thought from what's being said throughout what we call fellowshipping. Ain't nobody talking about right or wrong. This is a fellowship that gives us information to think outside the program box of preconceived notions that we've been programmed to. So with that being said, if anybody wants to have a closing statement?
I got
before...
one thing to say.
Yes, sir.
I want you to look up LK99.
LA, I'm sorry, what was it again?
LK99.
LK,
you said L as in Lincoln and K as in Kong, LK?
Yes.
Thank you.
LK
99. LK 99 comes to a 5 for me. I got it. Thank you, Brother Thomas. I'll be looking that up. I'm on the 5.
You said, I thought you said 95. LK?
99. Did you say LK or LA?
LK. 99, like agent 99,
oh, 99.
We get smart.
Okay.
99, which is a 9, and ALK is a 5. 5 plus 9, woo! That's 14, which is 5. I love it. Thank you, Brother Thomas. I will do that.
Yes, thank you. Also, look up Project 2025. I know, Brother Wesley, you always talk about that, but y'all look that up, too.
And I'll have some information regarding genealogy. I found an avenue through the U.S. Customs and Immigration Agency where they will do a surname index search on your behalf for a nominal fee. So in the next 6 weeks, I'll be sharing with the family my experience with that and the information that I was able to retrieve, and I'm out.
Okay.
Thanks for your time, family.
Okay.
I love y'all.
Thank you, and Brother Jeff, we will get together.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. Appreciate that.
Yes. Okay. Now, correct me if this is wrong, but I looked up LK99, and the only thing I'm seeing is products. Is that what you were referring to, Brother Thomas?
Semi-superconductors.
Put in. Yeah,
these are. Yes, that's what it is. Yes, is that what you're referring to?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
That right there can be the biggest thing you ever discovered.
Pardon me?
I didn't get that.
Did you rethink that, Brother Thomas?
That has potential to be the biggest discovery ever made, if it's true.
Okay.
If they could get it to work. LK99.
It's a semiconductor.
Yeah, I know you're talking about the superconductors. Right? I know you're talking about the superconductors, but that's how they get these our folks to fly these UFOs, because they go to zero-point gravity, man. Once you get to zero-point gravity, then you'll be able to doggone or defy gravity, man. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get to, zero-point gravity.
Yeah, this right here just floats. Once you put it in the field, it just floats in the air.
That's zero-point gravity, man. 0 point.
Exactly. So they discovered it in South Korea, and now they've discovered it, and it happened once, and they did it again, and it happened again. So now it's like, oh, now we got something we could work with. So now it's about to go to every college in the world, you know, and they're about to start creating a whole new form of everything. You know, this is going to be like the biggest thing since the semiconductor, which operates all the machinery and stuff we use now. So
That's going to
be, it's going to be super huge. It operates at room temperature, so you don't have to make it. Semiconductors have to operate. Most superconductors operate at 0 degrees. You got to keep it frozen because it gets so hot. This could operate at room temperature, which changes everything. It doesn't have to be pressurized in a tube or anything and kept on frozen so it doesn't burn up. This is going to be, like, super huge. It's going to be a big thing. Check it out, though. Look into it. It just came out today.
Yeah, that followed in
the whole thing. I'm looking at it.
Talking about. That's the point between positive and negative. You get to zero, then you positive and negative don't fuck with you. You riding on top of all that shit, man. That's 0 point gravity, man. Okay? And basically, that's zero. That's the woman. Y'all zero. Okay? Y'all know this shit's so beautiful, man. I don't want to get too deep, man. This shit's fine, man.
Yes, well, okay, y'all. Let me say this. Don't forget Drive Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10, or I guess between 10 and 10:30 on Sunday. And don't forget Brother Ray at 3 o'clock for the drum call. And that's 3 o'clock Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. It's 3 o'clock Eastern time. And Friday, I will have with me one of the Tuskegee Airmen, and it is Billy Fontoy. He will be with me discussing what's going on in
his
life. Well, that and, you know, other things, too. Y'all are going to see. I'm going to just leave it at that. But it'll be a nice conversation. So y'all join me Friday night at 9 o'clock. And we'll have Brother Billy with us. Okay, Miss Kim, that was your surprise.
Yeah, but I think it would help if you told us what it's about.
Well, he's just going to talk about, you know, with the Tuskegee Airmen and, you know, where he's at in his life at this time and just the things that he's appreciative of and things that is disappointing him. And he has a message for you. Pardon?
The one I really want to talk to. I say the main one I wanted to really talk to was Chappy James, man. I wish I could have talked to that brother before he left there, man. He wasn't no joke, man. Miss Doris,
Brown,
Chappy James.
Well.
You
next
know
time
Miss
Brown
come
on, maybe she'll say something.
So Miss Kim, you
ever
talked to Chappy James? You know him?
Pardon?
Yeah, I know he gone in. But I asked Miss Kim if she know him, if she talked to him.
I met him one time.
You can't enumerate?
No, I just met him, but I said Miss Brown knew him well.
Yeah. He wasn't no joke,
yes,
man.
He did.
He was in charge of NORAD and all that, man.
and saw some stuff up there flying, man. Ooh, we I wish you could talk to him, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe with talking with Brother Billy, you can get a lot of the questions or, you know, whatever it is that you want to talk to,
right on,
you want to talk about. I mean, it won't be the same
what,
as talking
maybe
to.
Maybe Ms. Brown will come. If, oh, well, I'm gonna
go. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Hill. But you're right. All y'all right, man. You're right, Antoinette.
She had Ms. Brown come. I'm not saying that Billy don't know him, but I say she knew him well.
Yeah. Yes, I'll see if she can't stop by. I know she's getting ready to go on another trip.
See, y'all generation was a silent generation. Y'all generation was a silent generation. Y'all didn't want to talk too much what y'all been through, man. The silent generation. See, I'm baby boomers. We try to find out everything. And Chuck, most of them, Generation X, we find out stuff. But them, y'all the silent generation. It's hard to get something out of y'all.
Why wasn't it any silent generation?
Ma'am?
I said, Ms. Brown is not
in the silent generation. I tried to talk to her, but some things she clear them up too, man. I'm telling y'all, I didn't talk most about that.
I didn't understand you.
I said, y'all generation is silent generation. Y'all didn't really want to talk too much. Good, I bet. Most of y'all went through some bad stuff, and y'all don't want to like talking about too much y'all been through.
I agree with Joe Brown. The Test City Airmen, most of their children.
It's your whole generation.
Because they wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But we need to know. That's what we need to know now.
That's right.
The wisdom's not being passed on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, my mom and my dad ain't really tell me nothing, man. I had to figure this shit out on my own, man. But anyway, I ain't complaining, but
Brother West, you know, a lot of this is because of trauma. You know, that they experience. You know, it's very painful for them to bring up these topics. And you know my old man and my mother, you know, they went through hell. They put us through hell, but in the end I forgave them, you know, because they realized
that's how you gotta do.
Right, they realized what they went through. They realized what they put their children through. And by them realizing that, I had to forgive them for the treatment they put to me. But I didn't learn that until I started going to therapy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what our people don't have enough of. You know, and a lot of times they look at therapy as a virus. Now, I mean, I don't need no therapy. I don't need no this, that, and the other telling me what to think and what to do. But
brother,
I'll tell you what,
I got more
again.
Information.
We're supposed to be able to get that from God, but we can't.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can.
Exactly.
I got more information from my grandfather. And then my mother and my father, man. But he taught me a lot now. But,
right.
You got to pass information along, man. Like you say, you got to give all up. So I got to stay light.
Can
I
relate?
I told you get to zero point
relate,
right? When you forgive.
Let
when
him
you
relate.
Forgive,
let
him,
me,
right? Zero point, right?
Let him relate. Yeah, let him relate.
Let me interject really quick, family, by number of the therapy. Therapy is 229. The therapy is no more than the medicine. Medicine is 29 that we receive through open, which is 11. 29 is 2, 11, through open communication. Communication is 2. That's all the therapy is being able to have an open communication with your brother or your sister. That's your damn doctor. We now gave somebody else a degree, and degree is 31, which is the spiritual essence that we missing, that's needed. It ain't no degree from a paper that we get from somebody else's school. It's
right
in, and it's through an open conversation that we have with each other. That's true. See, because that's what your parents didn't teach you
the damn truth, because it was, we forgive them because they didn't know how to communicate their pain.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
They
were
and they
going
didn't
through
realize,
pain.
And they didn't
and through that pain.
They didn't realize
that
yep.
pain created anger. And you can't
yep.
give real communication when you're angry.
Yep.
You got to relax.
You miscommunicate.
Thank you.
That's yep. true. But to
so that's
West's
what
point.
That's what they went through, and by us now being mature, because that's when we was able to understand and to forgive. When we mature to the state of thinking that we're able to now at least stand in their shoes. We ain't walking in shit. We can't walk in where they been, but we
right.
can stand on the principles
hey, hey, hey.
Of what they didn't. They weren't able to basically express. That's the pressure they were
hey.
Under. They weren't even taught how to express themselves.
You,
go ahead, Brother West.
You're right, man. I tried to walk in my damn shoes. I couldn't fit none of his clothes. I was too damn big. I couldn't fit none of his shoes.
I was just the opposite, man. I was too small, so, you know. But the main thing is, to Wes's point, is
can
by
I change
them not
here?
Sharing that information with him, they perpetuated the trauma, you know what I mean? But through maturity and what we've all experienced through this mindful meditation, we manifest positivity when negative thoughts come into our mind. So, but it took me 40-something years to finally reverse the, you know, all the bullshit that I went through. But anyways, man, great conversation. Love the topic.
Like
that's
I said,
well,
my dad was upset with me because I didn't come to get the shoe store. Now, anybody, any kind
okay.
of sex would go
so,
do that.
Problem, I can't ask you to stay here tomorrow, right? You're leaving me tomorrow. Yeah.
Sister, I had a one.
Tomorrow,
wow.
They can't come in.
Hey.
I put her on mute while she was talking.
Yeah, somebody
talking.
Get the ass corporate. Somebody get some do better medicine.
Oh, she wasn't talking to us.
No, so she was taking care of the children, getting us some do better medicine. You had me jumping when I heard them names.
Okay.
Brother West.
All right.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Someone, you talking about your dad?
Yes, ma'am.
My father's parents, from what I understand, because I don't really have an understanding of the situation. His parents died when he was four.
Mm-hmm.
So he was raised by an uncle, and I don't think it went too well. But my dad founded the AOA Church of God,
that's
and when he died, over 400
Can I mute them phone? Pardon me? Oh, what? Whose number is it? I don't know who
don't
it
know.
Is. I'm trying to find it out. I thought
it
was you, Sister Ida,
like
but it wasn't you. So
it's
I'm trying
her.
To find
mm-hmm.
out who it is.
They went on mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Say again, Ms. Kim, now. Ms. Kim, what you saying?
No, that was Sister Ida that was saying something.
No, I was talking about
oh,
my
I'm
dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I said he was 4 years old when his parents died. And something they said that I haven't been able to get anybody to give me a clear understanding. So he didn't go past Ned in the first week. Mm-hmm. And the college and university professors didn't want to deal with him with the Bible. Mm-hmm. Over 400 churches when he died. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
No, can you repeat that, Ms. Kim?
Yeah, can you repeat that again, Ms. Kim?
Mm-hmm. I said my dad was 4 years old when he lost his mother and father.
I don't know how. I don't have any of that information. I'm hoping to get it. But when he died, he had over 400 churches all over the United States. Over 400.
I don't know where that's coming from, y'all. I'm checking people's minds, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
Okay, who's ever talking, could you please mute your line? Because I can't find it.
Check out 347. Check out 347, Antoinette. 347.
They dropped. They're not here.
They didn't try to keep
you
away, and she did what we
didn't mean. It's AI. Ain't nothing to put in a line on its own, and we're listening to AI, which is no more than the 5G of the technology by way of the computer.
I was talking about tech.
Oh, okay.
So this is somebody that again, you can't find because, again, is it live or is it Memorex? Is it the damn monitor system of the computer that's messing with us with this if you can't find it?
Yeah, I can't find it. And I went through everybody in line, and I can't find it at all.
You know, one thing you might be able to do is mute everybody's line, have everybody press
the number
that's what
I did.
Again,
because
and then bring us back in one by one.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And I can't get it. And it got louder. It got louder. I'm sorry, Ms. Kim, did you say something? Oh, boy. Well, you know what, folks?
Okay, my phone said I didn't get that. And I said, I wasn't talking to you. Get off.
It's chaos, man. Don't let chaos get to y'all, man. That's chaos. Don't fall for it. Like
Antoinette.
Yeah.
Is there a way to mute everybody at once?
Well, I can't now because the show is over, you know, the class
is
over, basically, and I no longer have control over bringing people in or taking people out. I can't mute or do anything now other than run my mouth.
You're doing a good job.
We've run to conclusion, man.
Somebody fell asleep.
Did you all hear that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, somebody's talking.
Yes, ma'am.
I got to say this one more time, man. I hope y'all got some numbers written down, man. Hope y'all got written down some of the numbers.
That's what I was about to say. Call me back, because I'm not in alignment.
Well, stop now.
I think they did.
Yeah,
man, I don't even know where that came from. As I said, I was going through lines.
It was like somebody had two phones. It was on a conversation on a different phone, and I don't know, kind of realized they had their second phone bumping off. So, good riddance. This was a great conversation. I'm glad that I was able to participate. No, she fell off.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
You good, Jeff? I ain't heard from you in a good while. I'm glad you're doing good, man.
Man, I've been listening, but you know, like I've just been taking my time. You know, it's been a full blown attack from multiple agencies, but I learned a lot. They revealed themselves, you know.
Yeah, all the time, bro.
So
and I
now
tell you,
without,
not to cut you off, but they run about 8 different programs on us at the same time, like an octopus, man.
Well, I'll tell you the programs that they ran on me. First, it started with the foreclosure. Then it started with the unemployment. Then child support kicked in. Now, domino effect. You know, I can fight so many different battles at one time, but, man, once it got to the point where my ex-wife started messing with me, with my baby girl, I just couldn't hold it together at that point. So then I turned to God. He was like, all right, man, you're going to go through some sacrifice. It ain't going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy because you've already been through this before, you know.
Yeah.
So being homeless for a little bit, you know, not having a lot of money, but just enough to keep alive, you know, to remain hydrated, you know. Man, I was so resourceful that it was like I wasn't even homeless. You know what I mean? Everything was put into place so smoothly. It was cool, man. I suffered, but I knew it was a sacrifice worth suffering. You know, I knew when I came out on the other end that it would be a beautiful thing, not just for me, but for my children. And that's all that I put this energy into is my children. They're the only thing that's keeping me going right now, you know. So learn a lot about child support, Department of Economic Securities, how they're listed as corporate agencies, how the court systems are listed as nonprofit agencies. You know, man, this thing got so... It got crazy, and just the revelation of everything, that the reality of who I was dealing with, you know what I mean? So I never lost faith in the fact that I would remain free. I was listening to other people say, oh, man, you going to jail, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, nah, man, ain't none of that shit going down, not with me. And sure enough, it didn't. But now we're at the point where through paperwork, through administrative processes, we can address these people appropriately. And you know what? No one's losing any skin because what they do is, oh, man, you know what's going on. Okay, see ya. Throw that case out. And I ain't asking for no reparations or no redemption or nothing like that. Just leave me the hell alone. And that's the message that we're getting across now. Like I said before, I've learned that we can do genealogy through the U.S. Customs Agency, and they'll do index searches based on whatever surname you can find out, you know, for me, I got death certificates for my mom, my dad. Now I'm doing them for my grandparents. You know what I mean? And now those are the surnames that I'm having them do index searches on. So like I said, in the next 6 weeks I'll have some information back on, you know, basically what our people went through. You know, we talk about Choctaw, Chickasaw, Seminole, Cayuga, you know, all these different nations that were here before the colonization started to happen. You know, when you can attach yourself to a surname that has been here for a long while, it changes the complex on how people deal with you. When you let these agencies know that they have a corporate responsibility or a nonprofit organization responsibility, they have mission statements that they have to abide by. Not only that, if they're filling a public office, you know, like a clerk of a court or a judge or something like that, they have an oath of office that they have to abide by. And if they violate that oath, people can come after their bonds and their personal, you know, individual persona. You can bring these people into court when they start violating all these things. But if we're not educated on it, if we're not reading up on some of these things and following through and getting involved with groups of people and organizations that are doing the same thing, you know, we'll always suffer.
Yeah, they started that going there to their bond in North Carolina under a judge ruling with, oh, my goodness, the man named that took them to court. His name was Ron something.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from that case.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, a couple of years back.
Yeah, so many different things have been revealed to me. And just not just through organizations or seminars or you know, and things of that nature, but I went back and I had to read a lot of these things. You know, what's the administrative procedure for this organization right here? You know, what's the political structure of a state when it comes to the Constitution? You know, what are the civil procedures? What are the administrative procedures? Within a state, what jurisdiction does a private citizen hold amongst the government? You know, it's we the people, but in order to be we the people, you have to be organized. You know, that's what they pay attention to. You know, I was wondering why I was getting my ass kicked because I was going in there as an individual, as a veteran, anything other than a we the people, you know, because I didn't understand that concept. But once I understood it and I was able to stand on it, it's like, all right, now people started paying attention. And that's when I knew I wasn't going to go to jail for no fucking child support. Excuse my French, Sister Antoinette. But this was going through court. You know, they're pulling me into court and some lawyer's grilling me about information she sent me. And, you know, I'm just like, I'm not trying to play this game. I'm not trying to be rude, Judge. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit confused about what's going on right now. Can you please explain to me what the venue of this court system is? Is it civil? Is it criminal? Because by the way I'm being questioned, I feel like I'm being charged for a criminal offense that I've made. Now, I'm articulating these things back in 2017, 2018, all the while the foreclosure's going on. You know what I mean? So it was
just... What flag did they have you under?
You know, they... Because of the way I